Section 5. The P38A Employer Supplementary Return. This is really about casual labour, and it is said to be for workers for whom you have not completed a Form P14 or Form P38S for the year 6th of April 2009 to the 5th of April 2010. You must complete this form if you answered no to question 1 of the checklist on the P35. Employers need to sign one declaration on either page 1 or page 2, where it's asked if a P46 is held, signed at statement A or B, and was the worker paid less than £95 per week or £412 per month. If the answer is yes to both questions, we can sign the front page declaration and that's it. We have no need then to fill in details of any of the casual employees. If we have to answer no to either question, we must complete Section A or Section B on the reverse of the form. We must enter details in Section A of a worker who was paid £95 or more in any week or £412 in a month for any worker taken on for more than a week. In Section B, we have to enter details of any worker paid more than £100 in the year and not already listed in Section A. There are some special rules for harvest casuals in the farming and agriculture industry, and guidance on this can be found in the CWG2 Further Guide to Pay As You Earn on pages 65 and 66. Payment of casual labour is a fairly serious issue, and it's something that we discuss in a lot more detail on the CPD course.